A federal appeals court has ruled in favor of transgender patients in North Carolina and West Virginia today. Advocates say it's a huge victory, especially since state bills targeting trans people have been on the rise. NPR's Selena Simmons-Duffin reports.
The Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals in Richmond issued its decision about two cases. One was brought by North Carolina state employees and their dependents who are transgender and were unable to get coverage for gender-affirming care. The other came from West Virginians who are trans and on Medicaid. They could get coverage for some treatments, like hormones, but not surgery. These cases were heard by the whole Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals last fall. In oral arguments, the judges asked about mastectomies, as an example. Those are covered for patients with breast cancer, but they were not covered by the health insurance plans for trans patients. In an 8-6 decision, the majority decided that these patients were entitled to coverage for their care. The opinion called the denial of coverage, quote, obviously discriminatory. Tara Borelli argued the case for the plaintiffs. She's senior counsel with Lambda Legal.
We're absolutely thrilled that the court ruled that discriminatory treatment just has no place under the law.
She explains that the policies in question have already changed. These two state health programs have had to cover trans healthcare since district courts ruled in favor of the patients in 2022. Now that the appeals court has issued its decision, Borelli says it sets an important precedent that other states across the country should pay close attention to. West Virginia Attorney General Patrick Morrissey released a statement saying, quote, decisions like this one from a court dominated by Obama and Biden appointees cannot stand. We'll take this up to the Supreme Court and win. Borelli of Lambda Legal responded to that by alluding to the cost-saving arguments the state made to defend denying coverage.
We're really disappointed that the state, after having lost this case at every step, is going to continue deploying taxpayer dollars to defend discrimination.
It's unclear what would happen if the case did get taken up by the Supreme Court. Earlier this month, the justices allowed Idaho's ban on gender-affirming care for minors to take effect, but it has declined to hear other cases about trans students' access to bathrooms and participation in school sports. Court watchers read that as a reluctance to step into the fray. Meanwhile, on Friday, the Biden administration issued a regulation strengthening protections against discrimination for trans patients across the country. That's for any healthcare, not just care related to their gender. So a trans person with a broken arm can't be mistreated in the ER, for example. A group of Republican-led states have said they think the rule is unlawful and indicated they will challenge it in court. Selena Simmons-Duffin, NPR News.